and say that?
I'm saying he's crazy.
Okay. And a person who doesn't, refuses to part with his money, you know.
Yeah, he's stingy.
All right. And you'd call, you'd say he is a...
tightwad.
Okay. And if something isn't out of the ordinary at all, you'd say, oh, that's very... Or no, it isn't. So you say, oh, that's very... Would you ever use the... if you're just talking about people, they're just, you know, ordinary people, you'd say they're just... How about the use of... if something happens all the time, you say, oh, that isn't strange. That's a very...
That's a common thing.
Yeah. Now the use of the word common with regard to people, would you ever use the word common in talking about people? A common person?
Yeah.
What would that mean?
Well, I don't know. I forgot what the question was. Really.
Well, if someone was common, if you said a common person, you know, if a person was common.
Well, it'd just be common to come and doing things for a year.
Okay, yeah. And if a person, an older person, got around a lot, you know, was really moved around a lot and so forth, you might say, he's really what for his age? He's really...
active, I guess.
Do you ever use peered?
Yeah, oh, paired.
Paired?
He's paired. He's getting around paired.
Okay, all right. And if something kind of troubles you, you know, kind of bothers you, you say, that makes me feel a little...
And unnerves you, I guess.
Okay. Would you ever say it? Use uneasy?
Uneasy, yeah.
All right. And if a little boy wants the light on at night, you might say he wants the light on because he's what of the dark? You might say.
He's afraid of the dark.
Yeah. And it's a he isn't anymore. He isn't anymore, but he. If he isn't afraid of the dark anymore, but
he still wants the light on.
Yeah. But when he was a little boy, he isn't afraid of the dark now, but you might say when he was a little boy, he was afraid of the dark. So you might say he used to be afraid of the dark.
He used to be afraid of the dark.
And the opposite of that, you know, of used to be, that would be say, you might say he did.
He was once afraid.
Yeah. Sure. Or he didn't used to be, if you remember.
He didn't used to be afraid.
If a person doesn't drive carefully, you might call him what kind of a driver?
He's a reckless driver.
Uh-huh. How about careless?
Yeah, careless.
All right. And if something's very strange, what would you say? That's very... what would you call a person who is very strange, who has very peculiar ways?
I just don't know. I just don't think it'd be very sociable or something.
Uh-huh. But some of you, would you ever use the expression queer or queer?
Yeah. They're queer.
All right. And a person who won't, who refuses to change his mind, you know, or to listen to reason. You know, you tell a person something and you explain it to him, but he still won't. He still won't listen. You might say about him, you might say, don't be so
crazy.
Okay. And a person who's easily offended, you might say, he's awfully...
easy to get mad.
Okay, that's fine. Now, would you ever use something like cutthroat or feisty or...
Yeah, he's cutthroat.
Okay. And if a person gets all worked up like that, gets up all upset, you might say, Just keep
calm.
Okay. And if a person worked all day, he says, I'm really...
exhausted.
Okay. And he might say, I'm all...
I'm all fagged out. That's what